Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Power Start Your Day, family. I am here smack dab in the middle, of still worshiping. I need you guys on this morning. We're going to come in on the queue. Definitely, definitely, definitely. I looked, couldn't even see that the call had started. I just want to welcome you to Power Start Your Day, guys. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Listen, we're coaching you every day, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial on the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. It's plenty of what you can do when you're all caught up into something. I was listening to my worship music, texting one of my leaders a challenge. Dovetail and didn't even see that our call just got started. But listen, why? Because I love to push people to win big. We're going to be concluding this series on how to win big in network marketing. And on today, on Financial Freedom Friday, all about you. I know there's some people who've been hiding. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that get on this call every single morning. And you can almost count on the same people to get in the queue to say, I'm in, but not this morning. Listen, guys, you had to make a decision. And we're going back to our foundational scriptures to end this series. God is so serious about you being successful, but the question is, are you? He's always been serious about us being successful, so serious that he's given his only begotten son to die for our sins, and yet it's so hard for many of us to get, wrap our minds, more importantly, our heart, our faith around that we are destined to live an abundant life. Network marketing is an opportunity for you to do that. And this is the thing, as we're going back to Matthew 5:37 and James 1:6-8, to seal this deal, I need us to come in the queue because I need to hear, where are you in this process? Where are you in this process? Don't leave this series without being clear on where you are so you know what you need to continue to work on. 1 week is not enough time for a full transformation, a full turnaround for everyone. It's not. But this is definitely enough time for you to get started, for you to get serious about your success. Let's go to the Lord together. Let's be on one accord this morning. Father God, we come before you on this day, You've made it. We're so glad and we're joyous. We're here again in the land of the living. This is a fifth time we've been able to say this together. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, dear Lord, on this day. As your sons and daughters are trying to wrap their minds and their hearts around the power and the authority that you have given them, given us to dominate, stamp on the head of anything that's stopping us from being or living an abundant life. Father God, on this day, as we are learning and we are getting circumcised from all of the doubt, the fear, the lack of faith, that we can win big, that we can do big things. Let us be clear that those things cannot be done without you. We're thankful, Father God, for even all the trials and tribulations that we're counting all joy right now, because we know all those things are working together for the good of those who love you, who's clear about you. Sure, we can doubt ourselves, but dear Lord, help our unbelief in doubting you. Your Holy Spirit, rise up like never before here on Power Start Your Day to meet every person at their point of need. You are so big, so awesome, so magnificent, that no matter how small or big the problem is, you can meet it. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for the almighty power, for those who are opening up their hearts and their minds to receive you in such a way like never before. As we go out and do these great exploits in your name, we will be careful to acknowledge you. We'll be careful to worship you. We'll be careful to acknowledge you. We'll be careful to worship you, no matter who or what the audience is. Come in, and as we are dominating the marketplace, they will know who sent us. We're thankful, Father God, that all of the gifts inside of your children are rising up right now, and they're about to use them like never before to honor your name, no longer theirs. We're taking down all of the spirits of pride, vanity, haughtiness right now in the name of Jesus, so they will be open to being humble, so they can go out and do huge things in your name. We're honoring you and we bless your holy name. Seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. So I just want to review the scripture for those, some people are just now joining here, Financial Freedom Friday. And let me tell you something. You're not truly financially free. We're not talking about financially free as defined in the world, meaning being able to make it rain, meaning to only have the house and cars. We're talking about where true wealth begins, and it cannot begin without God, who said he gives us the ability to gain wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18. Some people need to have that just plastered somewhere where you can see it all the time so you don't get it twisted. This is where most people have the struggles. They're not understanding that their struggles have begun in the place of the world, but you're asking God to intervene. You have to go into the spirit when you're trying to break yokes, especially if things that you know nothing about. How do I know? Because when I'm talking about the success I've had, remember, I was the one who people counted out. I was the one with the children traveling into prisons for their fathers to know them, right? I was the one who left college as a hairstylist with no real huge plan. So I will never give you the idea that everything or the things that I know is only from what I read in the book. I need you to know that it always started with what God placed inside of me, a vision that will now direct me to a book. This is where a lot of people get tripped up. So that even in any situation that I've been in, and I'm telling you right now, any situation that you're in, you got to stop, drop to your knees. Some of y'all are too good to prostrate before God. Drop to your knees and say, I need you right now. I need you to help me in my job. locked up mind that I still can't conceive, even though I'm breathing, even though I can even open my mouth and ask you, I'm still not believing you. Be straight honest, be 100, because he already knows that now he can do something with you. And be able to say, I'm still challenged in these particular areas concerning doing big, not with you, God, but for you. I'm here to let you know that the opportunity is still available to you to do something bigger than you've ever done before. The entire series, we encouraged you that every single day, do something you've never done before. This is you testing and proving God, because you're so, okay, where did I get that strength? Where did I get that knowledge from? And eventually, you're going to get it. That if he has given me the ability to do these things, then his word is true that I can do all things, strengthens me. Let's go to Matthew 5:30, and I'm going to read it pretty quickly, only so we can go to the lines. Because it says, but let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Decide what team you're on today. You know, I'm team kingdom. You need to decide what team you're on today. Why did I decide team kingdom? Because I knew what team world looked like and it wasn't working. And team world never promises you that you can do everything through the world. So that's why I chose team kingdom. Now, I'm just going to be real with you. It's kind of shallow in the beginning because that's just where I was. And that's why I love God for his grace and his mercy, because he said, okay, I could do something just that. Shallow, low-minded little girl, and you just said, I'm just going to try you just because what you're doing ain't working. It can start just there for you too. James 1:6-8 says, but let him ask in faith with no doubt. So when you do say, I'm choosing you, God, don't doubt him. Because it says, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind all over the place. Do you know anybody who all over the place? They grasping for everybody, every string, every straw, except God. They look at people like they're God. They think their answer is in people, but they won't spend enough time with God. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. So you're looking only for people. God say, well, get all you need from there. If you doubt in me, get it from where you have a belief in. Your job, your education, whatever it is you believe in more than God. Say, get there. Because the Lord say, he or she is a double-minded man or woman, unstable in all his or her ways. The reason why I'm saying that is because I got kings and queens on the line. And you can get mad at me. I might be, you know, passionate about the word, but it's not my word. This word been here before I got here to this earth. I'm just telling you like a TIA. The word is giving you very clear instructions. You say ask, but ask in this particular way. So if you're saying, well, I don't know how to ask in faith, then that's what you need to be asking for. Help my unbelief. Help my faith. Help me learn about faith. He's going to take you to the book of Hebrews. If you want to learn about faith, go to Hebrews. So this is the thing we're asking. Are you still, where are you? Where are you having challenges? Where have you found victory? I need you to learn how to start reasoning with yourself so you can be real with God. With yourself, your full self. so you can be real with God. Your spirit. Need to be aligned with what he's talking about. You soul in the soul thing, you soul in the soul. Your soul is really connected more to the flesh on what you can see, what you can hear, your own limiting beliefs, your limiting perspectives. You all caught up there. So God say, I can't do nothing with you right now. You got to do this first. You got to ask me in faith, believing that I'm going to truly answer you. Now, some people, you ain't going to like the answer, but that's okay. But you need to tell me, are we in decision mode? Are we still in the planning mode? I hadn't written the plan down. I don't care about the fact you said there's a DMO, there's something, there's a plan already in there, but have I written the plan and made it my own? Like, have I connected with my cash calendar that that plan is now going to come off of the blackboard or the trading piece and come to me? Have I done that yet? And then have I started working the plan? Some people are working the plan that ain't written down. You're having difficulty with following instructions. Now, when people have difficulty with following instructions, they always going to have problems with God. Because he's a God of decency and in order. And he'll say, if you do this, I'll do that with his many of the promised blessings. He'll say, if you do this, I'll do that. Conditional. And so we say, write it down, and you still got it in your head. Your head got too much else going on every day. You went to sleep miserable. You woke up even more miserable, but you want to rely on what's in your head. I wouldn't take that chance. Playing team. You took your last dollar to go look good, to go hang out, to go sit at a restaurant, look cute. Some of you all to try to see if you're going to meet your boo or your Boaz. You dressed up to look cute to see if you're just going to have, this is going to be my out. I'm going to meet my boo or my Boaz. Instead of saying, I'm getting registered for training so I can get equipped for bigger work. Because you're doubting that the training is actually going to work. The training is working for other people. You see people successful, but that's not where I'm going to put my dollars at. When people say, I don't have no money, God start doing a shakedown on you. And you got to finish that sentence and say, no, I just didn't have no money for that. I didn't see the value in that. Then now he could do something with you. It's Financial Freedom Friday. You can't get free unless we remove some of these shackles. And them shackles ain't coming off just by patty cake talk. It ain't coming off from no patty cake talk, because it's going to take a fight to release you. 478-2157. Good morning. Are we in decision planning, working the plan, or playing team mode, or did you get victory in any area over this series? Good morning. Who's out there?
Good morning. I am following the plan that God has for me. That means I got to get rid of everything else. God first. God first in everything I do. Everything. Business, home life, friends. Do I need to buy this? Do I need to get that? Put God first in everything I do. Thank you, Nicole.
God bless you. You know, I can tell you this. Yeah, some people say, well, you know, everything I do, I got to pray about it. And we should be praying anyway, right? This is the thing, like, we should be praying anyway. Of course, there's some specific prayers that you want to apply to, that you want to assign to particular situations. But the word says pray without ceasing. So we should be praying anyway. But the word of the Lord have a lot of instructions. So a lot of these things that we're praying about, he's like, I already told you in my word what you should be doing, what you should not be doing. And so I encourage you that if there's some areas that you're struggling in your life, just like the king just got out the line and he said in everything, if there's some areas that you see the doors are open, more than likely it's affecting other areas of your life, including your prayer life, how you start in your day. Then who are you communicating with? Don't be surprised if some of the people extremely close to you are in a contrary place than where you're trying to go. Don't look at that situation in the natural. You have to understand that everything that shows up in the natural first started in the spirit. So now you went on to the side and you said, my God, I am going to finally get my life together and do what it is that you told me to do. And then now here comes somebody super close to you. I ain't going to call them out. You know who they are. And they just start pestering you to take you two steps backwards from where you just only went one step forward. What you going to do? I'm going to tell you what you should do. You need to be armed with that two-edged sword. When things happen, most people ain't armed with the word, so they don't know what to do. If that's your challenge, because everyone has a thorn in their side. Everyone does. Even the Apostle Paul said, oh my God, this thorn in my side, God, you just won't even remove it. That's to keep you right. That's to keep you right. You mean right? You stop thinking you know everything. You're going to still have to come to me. I don't care how good you are, how bad in the bone and the spirit you are, how great you pray. You got the spirit. You can speak in tongues. You can do all that. But that thorn in the side, what are you going to do? Don't wimp out. 706 last 4, 3396. Where are we? Decision plan, working the plan, playing team. Good morning.
This is Stephanie. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. I just wanted to come in today because every time I talk to you, you say, Stephanie, speak up. I need to hear you speak up. And, you know, when I talk to you, actually just watching you, I know that you have this spirit of discernment where you can, you look at people and you see through that person. And I am the type of person that's not very transparent because I feel like, you know, I guess I want to be something other than what I am. And God has been dealing with me on that to, you know, not to just be myself. So I'm working on that, and honestly, you know, that's been the whole problem with me and my success is, you know, wanting to be and do or present myself other than what I am.
My God, that's a huge victory for you to even verbalize that. Stephanie, do you understand how many people, how many shackles have just dropped off? I heard them, my God, in the spirit. From you speaking your truth?
Yes, yes.
I need to know,
but,
Stephanie. Go ahead.
Well, I'm in decision mode. You know, I got to get out of my own way. And I'm asking God to deal with me on that. So thank you.
Can I help you with that prayer?
Yes.
Can you, instead of saying, God, show me how to get out of my own way, God, show me how to put you in everything. show me how to put you in everything. I'm going to tell you this. The Holy Spirit is going to illuminate you with the places of where you've been edging them out. Ego is not about somebody acting haughty and doing all that. No, all of us have ego. In places where we're like, God, I got it.
Yes.
All I'm telling you is write down today where or when was the first time you started thinking that who you were was not good enough. You didn't come out the womb like that.
It goes way back.
Of course it does. It always does. When we've grown and we feel like we got to act like somebody else, or we see somebody else and we say, oh, it'd be better. Oh, God, you made a mistake on who you made me to be. It'd have been better if you made me to be like her or him. You made a mistake. That's what we're telling God. You made a mistake on this one, on this mold. You messed up. You should have made me in that team. You should have put me on that team. You should have gave me these parents. Do we understand what we're saying, God, and we want to be anything other than who he made us to be? No, you asked him, show me who you made me to be. Show me. He's going to blow your mind, Stephanie. He's going to blow your mind. He's going to blow your mind. He's going to blow your mind. 772 last 47118. Where are we? Decision, planning, working a plan, playing team. Where are we? Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Demetrius out of Florida.
Good morning, darling. Good morning.
Good morning. I am deciding. I have decided, not deciding, to trust God in all of this. I will admit, before I started network marketing and really tapping into self-development and spirituality, I didn't think that was for me, success and the ability to build wealth and to have abundance. I didn't think that was for me. I've been stuck in a position of lack for so long, all my life. And within this last week, I promise you, I have been thinking nothing but abundance and overflow and wealth. And I remember you said something a few weeks back, you know, that God gives his grace and his mercy freely. You know, we don't have to do much for that. It's always present. But for overflow, it's going to cost us something. And that stuck with me. And that lets me know that, you know, God has made it available to me as well, not just to certain people, but to me as well. So I've decided to trust him for that and to follow his lead on his path to get me there, because I can't do it by myself.
Absolutely. I heard something. Yeah, no, I can't let certain things go by.
Yes, ma'am.
And the first word you said was, I was deciding, meaning I'm in a process. I'm deciding. And then you went to, I decided, past tense, like I've already made the decision. I need to ask you right now, which one of those are true? Let me tell you this. This is the thing about life. Because we've come out of a system where we're graded that the answer is A or B, and we get these red marks on our paper, we think that we always have to say what sounds right to the person who's asking the question. But it needs to be right to who's giving the answer in life. I got to say that one more time for everyone on the line. The answer does not need to be right for who's asking the question. The answer needs to be true for who's giving the answer. Because if you say I'm undecided, I'm done, and I'm needing to go write the plan out, but you're still tossing to and fro, I have heard people who are sure, and I've heard people who are still in the process of being sure. I'm not going to say yet because I'm going to give you an opportunity to answer. This ain't for folk listening. This is for you who's given the answer. Have you decided or are you deciding? Because I'm going to give the answer. I'm going to give you the moment to answer, but I'm going to tell you what I heard. Which one is it? Which one is it?
I have decided.
Okay, I'm going to let you keep that. I'm going to let you keep that. So if you decided today is, I'm not going to say the date because I like this to keep be very evergreen, but I want to see what happens in 90 days when you decided. If today was the day you decided to win big, I need us, and I'm going to write down the date. I'm writing your number down right now, and I'm putting it on my calendar. 7118. And I know today's date, and I'm putting it on my calendar to alarm, and I'm going to see if you decided, okay? I'm going to see if I know what happens when people decided in 90 days in this industry. And we're going to see. God bless you. Have a great day. Good morning, 904, last 43111. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, that one said, oh, my mercy. I don't know. 470, last 466, 87. I'm serious about your success. 470, last 466, 87. Oh, wow, the line
just
opened up all the way
down. Good morning, Nicola. This is Buck Daniels. I've decided I'm working the plan, but I'm also still in the planning mode only because of what you passed out this week. I've got to go back and take inventory. And you made a key point, and I don't want to graze over it about the woman who went out and spent her money to meet her Boaz. You got to be reminded that when Ruth met her Boaz, she was gleaning in the field. Hmm. And I know when you met Mr. Jackson, he saw you already gleaning, already working it. You know, that being said, I got my blessed assurance out of bed last night because there were some steps in that plan that the leaders have given us to work. And I didn't go to bed until 2 this morning. And I have 2 autoimmune disorders that demand almost 10 hours of sleep, but I had to get up. I could not sleep until I put into action those things and planning steps that you had already told us to do. And then I'm going to take that sheet that you had them give to us. My leaders already distributed it to us. And detail that inventory on the IPAs. So, you know, I'm on King Kingdom. Boy, I'm so excited. I'm on Team Kingdom.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Okay, guys. Financial Freedom Friday could have definitely went on longer. We got, oh my gosh, there's so many more people left in the queue. Be ready on Monday. Come on in. I just want you to be clear. Sometimes there's a project I'm about to launch, and I got it in my belly maybe 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I got to go back in and see when did I buy the domain. And I just got clear. Sometimes a decision takes much longer than what we think. And we, in the process of decision making, you're still moving on with life. You're still making things happen. And believe it or not, sometimes as you are pursuing, no matter what, even if you feel stuck, you got to keep going no matter what. Then now the answers come as you keep moving. They don't always come instantly. I need us to know success is not microwave. It's not. and neither is getting real with yourself. It's a process. Sometimes people have never been confronted to say, be real with you first before you can be real with anybody else. You'll be better friends, better leaders, better spouses, better all that. That don't mean everybody around you is going to be better. It's not your business for everybody around you to be better. It's for you to be better and to inspire other people to be better. Fervently, for some things that I've heard in the spirit on this call, everything is not for laying out, but I'm going to be praying fervently because it's what's holding you back. Sometimes when I hear you all, I can hear the cry. Don't even come in the queue. I can hear the cry even when you don't come in the queue because your spirit is still on the line. Push through anyway. Push through anyway. You deserve to be free. Your family do. Your children's children, they do. Push through anyway. Let's go make it happen. Get yourself in some places and some spaces, like some trainings that's going to help you to work on even your decision or whatever level, whatever part of this deal you are in at winning big. Everybody's going to be at different places and spaces at different times. Stop thinking like you're twins, Siamese twins with people just because you so happen to be in the same company or what have you, you came from the same family, whatever. God didn't do it like that. If you were to look at every twin, no matter what, if you look real close, something is different about all of them. God says that you are extremely special to him. So start treating yourself such as, I love you all. Let's go make it happen. Go help some folks. Go help some folks. God bless you.